Sunday night, I put an emphasis upon being submissive and surrendered to God, broken and pleading for his mercy. And certainly that can be a part of your prayer tonight. And probably the main thing that I pulled from Ben's message last night is the idea of dominion that just struck me. And God is in control. It's the dominion is his. Pray that will be exercised, that the corruption and the lies and the deception be exposed. And so tonight, we need to pray for some people to stand up. There are good, godly individuals in the halls of Congress and in the states as well. But they need to stand strong, to stand up and stand strong, to be courageous, in spite of the political fallout that they might experience, to do right regardless, as we need to as well. Let's begin with Proverbs chapter 14 tonight. And I'm sure many of these verses that we'll look at are familiar to all of you. And for those who are tuned in, I will turn the camera around when we go to prayer tonight, and maybe that'll allow you to be able to hear the prayers a little bit better. We'll do what we can there to help you out. Other than that, I'm not sure what to do. But Proverbs 14, verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. There's a benefit and there's a consequence. I think in some ways we've reaped a benefit these past 4 years. And depending upon how this thing is finally decided, is going to determine whether we continue to reap or we bear a consequence. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60. And first, I want to read verses 1 and 2 of this passage. Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. And I don't know about you, but that's one of the things that I am concerned about. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now let's read on a little bit more here. And the Gentiles shall come to the light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, they come to thee. Thy son shall come from far. Thy daughter shall be nourished at thy side. Drop down to verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, all those nations shall be utterly wasted. America has an opportunity right now, but also faces a consequence. Psalm 140, verse 8. Psalm 140, verse 8, grant not, O Lord, the desire of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. Again, that musical connotation that indicates a rest when something's been sung, but in the poetic aspect, it's a pause. Let that sink in. Selah. Get a hold of what's being spoken of there. Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 12. Thou didst march through the land in indignation. Thou didst thresh the heathen in anger. That's the consequence, because sin is a reproach. And the nations that will not serve him shall utterly be wasted. That, go to Amos 5, Amos chapter 5, verse 15. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. And that's what the admonition to us as well as to our legislators. They need to hate the evil. Amen. Not just to say, well, next time. No.
Right now, every time.
Yes. Indeed. Hate the evil and love the good. Mm-hmm. Psalm 33. Psalm chapter 33 and verse 10. I've often picked out one verse out of this chapter, but there's context here. Verse 10 of Psalm 33. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. And as we pray tonight, that's one thing to maybe emphasize in your prayer. God, bring their devices to naught. The evil, the wickedness, the deceitful things that have taken place to try to throw this thing, may it be brought to naught. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. And I mentioned it before, but Israel is the people that God chose for his inheritance. Not America, Israel. The thing that stands out about America is that we chose God as our God. The only time in the course of human history that's happened. Then another nation said, we want our God, the God of the universe to be our God, the God of this nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I believe God blesses that as long as we maintain that. Psalm chapter 7. Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Not a political party, not even a particular individual holding a particular office. Our defense is God. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. You see, God's not pleased with what's taking place either. But there's something that's needed. And that's the people of God to stand up for what's right. Psalm 123. Psalm 123 and verse 3. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us. For we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our souls exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. And those that have finagled and tried to steal this election despise us, who cling to our gods, God and our guns.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
May God rise up against them.
Amen.
Second Chronicles chapter 20. Second Chronicles 20, verse 12. For God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. You feel a little bit powerless? But faith is the victory. Faith in our God. And we have his ear.
Yes, that's right.
One more verse, Ezekiel 22. Ezekiel 22 and verse 30. And I sought for a man among them. Not a host, not an army, a man that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. He says, one to stand up before me for the land. Well, we're more than one here tonight. And I dare say that there's more than one around this country in other places doing the same thing. Maybe not tonight, but through this time. But only we get a hold of God tonight. I sought for a man among them should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before him for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Wow. You know, you think about Abraham when he wrestled with God. He said, God, if there be 50 righteous in his city, would you spare it? And 40 and 30 and 20 and 10. And he stopped. I wonder if he kept going, if even Sodom and Gomorrah could have been spared. And we can speculate on that, you know, and Abraham figured, well, there's 8 of them, or maybe even 10, I think. He had Lot and his wife and the 2 girls that left with them, and then there was 2 daughters and 2 sons at least, and their spouses. So there should have been at least 10 just with Lot's family. Maybe that's why he stopped at 10. Sadly, there wasn't. There was really just one, just Lot. Because his daughters were defiled, and his wife never, she left, but she didn't get out. And maybe just one, because God says, I sought for one that I'd not destroy it. And maybe I'm conflating something that's not related here, but that's, I wonder about that. Just one. So as we go to prayer tonight, as we are more than one, let us stand in the hedge. Praying in a brokenness and submissive. Pray for God to his dominion to take control and move on our behalf. So let's go to prayer.
Father God, we plead with you tonight for the working and moving of your Spirit in each of our hearts. I don't think we're working in my own heart. Help me to be broken before you. Holy Spirit. To plead on behalf of Lord, the direction this thing would go with Biden and Harris in control, I don't even like to think about it.